Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with Halachot of Sefirat HaOmer and Siman Tav Petet, Siv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says that if a person forgets and he doesn't make the Beracha at night time, he makes the Beracha during the day without a Beracha. And now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is he counts during the day, the B'diavad, even the day is still considered the counting. Obviously, he can't count at night because of the doubt that once during the nighttime is not a time of counting, so therefore it would be a bracha levatala, it would be a bracha in vain if he's going to count with the bracha. And therefore he counts without a bracha during the day, but from then onward, he could still continue counting with the bracha at nighttime because he didn't skip a full day, because he still counted during the day. And this happens even if it's a few times. As long as he always counted, whether during the night or during the day, and he never skipped a full day, he could always continue counting with a bracha the next night afterwards. But based on this Seif in Shulchan Aruch, the Kaf HaChaim brings down in Seif Katan Peh that there is a minhag that every single day after Shachrit, the Chazan comes, or the Rabbi as usual, and they say the Sefirat HaOmer of the night before, and then the entire kahal repeated again after him, because just in case somebody did forget during the night time, at least now they did it during the day, and then the next night they could continue counting with the beracha as usual. Sif Cheto starts, what happens if a person forgot to count? And then he says over here, but he forgot to count an entire day, which means is he didn't count whatsoever. And the same halacha would apply is that if he made a mistake and he counted a different day and he didn't remember during the day, so one full 24-hour period passed and he didn't count, whether he didn't count at all or even if he counted the wrong day, but he didn't correct himself. So in such a case, Shulchan Aruch says, Sofer bishar yamim belo bracha. He has to count the rest of Sefirat HaOmer, however, though, without a bracha. Now, this a lot of people think that once they missed Sefirat HaOmer, that's it, they don't have to count anymore. It's not true. Shulchan Aruch says mefurash, they'd still continue counting. Like the Mishnah Berurah explains, like a lot of poskim, that the days do not impede each other, and every single day is a mitzvah in itself. And therefore, you still have an obligation of counting. The only thing is, though, you're not allowed to do it with a bracha. Why not with a bracha? So explains the Mishnah Berurah, because we're still suspecting to the opinion that it's all one concept. And therefore, since you lacked one day, you cannot make the bracha. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, it is proper for you to come and listen to the bracha from the Shliach Tzibur, or from one of the people that are making the bracha, and answer amen with the kavanah, with the intention to be Yitzhak Chova. And then you start counting. So obviously it's better to tell, whether it's a Shliach Tzibur or the person beside you, that you're having this in mind, to have you in mind, to be Yitzhak Chova. But now this, it comes actually something very interesting. There's a Or Letzion that says a beautiful chidush in Chelek Gimel. Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul says in Chelek Gimel Perek Tet Zayin, if you forgot one day, what you're supposed to do is according to Shitat Rav Hai Gaon, if you forgot one day, you're still supposed to count. And you should say, yesterday was so-and-so. And today is so-and-so. Why? Because according to that, it's still considered tmimut. It's still considered that you completed an entire thing. And therefore, it's good to suspect his words, to fulfill your obligation of Sefirat HaOmer, and this is also brought down in the Eliyahu Rabba, and therefore he says, the same halacha would apply if it was 2 days. So he would say, 2 days ago was so-and-so, last night was so-and-so, and tonight is so-and-so. Now again, even though by doing it this way, you still cannot make the bracha, but at least you're counting in accordance also to Shitat Rav Hai Gaon, and to the Maritz Geut, right, and then the Shibolei Aleket, and the name of the Geonim, and other people as well. So that's a nice interesting interesting thing that the Rav Ben-Zion Bashul brings down, that you should do that even if you did forget one night, you should every single night from then on say, yesterday was so-and-so, today is so-and-so, yesterday was so-and-so, today is so-and-so. If you forgot two nights, so two nights ago was so-and-so, last night was so-and-so, and tonight is something else. That's one thing. However though, right, to do with what we just mentioned, to do with the concept of that if you forgot one full day, you're supposed to listen to the Shliach Tzibur, there's an interesting Piskei Tshuvot. If you remember, we already brought down in a Shiur, the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, Rabbeinu Zalman, that you should have in mind from the beginning that you're not being Yosei Chovah with the Beracha of the Shliach Tzibur, because if not, then you have a technical problem. The second that you heard his Beracha, according to the opinion of the Mitzvot do not need Kavanah, what are you going to do? Why? You already fulfilled your obligation of Sefirat HaOmer. And therefore, we brought down the name of Avadi Yosef. It's better to make a condition that we're not fulfilling our obligation in the Sefirat HaOmer and in the Beracha of the Rabbi or the Shliach Tzibur or whoever is doing it. So according to this though, says the Shut Yeshuot Moshe brought down in the Piskei Tshuvot, that's the reason why they used to give the Kavod to the Rabbi or the Av Bedin to make the Beracha and not the Shliach Tzibur. He says, why? Because maybe the Tzibur do not know this halakha, and the rabbi knows the halakha, and therefore the rabbi is going to purposely make the condition that he's not going to be motzi everyone else Yedei Chova with his beracha in order that they can make their own beracha. And then there's no problem. However, though, against this, we just have the other question, that one second. Then what happens with all those people that they forgot? If you have one person that they forgot Sefirat HaOmer, we just brought down the name of the Mishnah Berurah, and he's bringing this down in the name of the Acharonim, in Siv Ketan Lamed Zayin, that it is proper that they should hear the Beracha from the Shliach Tzibur, and then they're going to be Sechovah from the Shliach Tzibur's Beracha, and then they count. So according to that, then how could it be that, according to the Shut Yeshua Moshe, the Shliach Tzibur is not having in mind everybody else? He should have in mind everybody else. So therefore, it's still better though to tell the Shliach Tzibur, whoever it is, that they should try to be Motzi Otcha Yedei Chova, especially if you forgot a day. But obviously that's going to be the intention, right, that it has. But it was an interesting concept. Why be'emet do they give to the rabbi or the Av Bedin the Beracha and not to the Shliach Tzibur? Again, that was just one of the Sfarot, one of the logics behind it, even though it's a little bit of a question, because he should have in mind everybody else in his Beracha for the people that they don't know, and so on and so forth. Have a beautiful day.